There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, and this is the NIV version. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Citizenship is a source of responsibility and pride. Our citizenship helps to define who we are. In the time of Paul, Roman citizenship provided privilege, political, and legal status to free individuals with respect to laws, property, and governance. There were times when Paul had to bring to the attention of his persecutors that he was indeed a Roman citizen, and as such, he had certain rights and privileges. People could not take the rights of his citizenship away. Interestingly enough, these privileges extended to every province, every bit of earth, every island of territory, no matter how far from the seat of the empire, and the empire was massive. Even surrounded in a foreign land, if there was a Roman province, there was Roman citizenship, Roman protection. The privileges were always there. And so it is with citizenship. Privileges usually don't work in isolation. Where there is a privilege, more than likely, it's also going to be an obligation. In democracy, rights usually include being able to vote in elections, freedom to express yourself, freedom to worship as you wish, the right to a prompt and fair trial by a jury, the right to vote in elections for public officials, the right to run for elected office, freedom to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Corresponding responsibilities include support and defend the Constitution of your country. Stay informed. Know about the issues that are going on in your own community. Take part in the process, in the democratic process. Respect and obey the laws. Respect the rights, the beliefs, and the opinions of others around you. They don't have to be just like you. Respect them anyway. And when called to do so, serve on a jury. Yes, it does seem wherever there is a privilege, there's also an obligation. Paul knew and wanted to remind other faithful saints that while we are living in this world, we are sojourners, travelers, we are residents, but our true citizenship is not in this place. No, our citizenship is in heaven. Through our rebirth, we are citizens. Jes sugoinos, by birth, by our rebirth, we are citizens of that wonderful kingdom of God. Our allegiance, our loyalty is to the city not made by hands. But we too have rights and obligations. We have the right to freedom from the power of sin in our lives. John 8:36, NIV, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. As members of the royal family, we are bound to other believers and are now the children of the Most High. Sin no longer rules our lives, but holiness is now what we seek day by day as we serve Him every way we know how, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. We have the right to be healed, but He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and, listen closely, by His wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. No matter if it's sickness in the body, sickness in the spirit, or sickness in the mind, we can be healed by His stripes. We are healed, and we can call upon the name of the Lord, no matter the nature or extent of the illness, for nothing is too hard for God. The Lord is listening for our voice, and the price for our healing has already been paid. Cry out to Him, call on Him, let Him know that, Lord, I need You to move in my situation, in my body, in my mind. Lord, in my finances. Lord, move. And Lord, work healing in Jesus' name. We have the right to prosper, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. 2 Corinthians 9:8 NIV. These words are recorded in the book. The Lord will provide not only what we need, the bare essentials, He will also put us in a position to share with others. Oh, many of you know what that is like. When you thought you didn't have anything to spare, the Lord touched your heart and you shared with somebody else, and then the Lord made provisions for you. There was no net loss. You were still provided for, your family was still provided for, and the stranger at the door was also provided for. You have the right to never fear again. Oh, fear can make us slaves. Fear can rule our lives. Fear can destroy us if we allow it. The Spirit that we receive does not make us slaves so we live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit that we received, brought about by our adoption to sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15. In the last few weeks, we have relearned the Spirit you receive, the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15 NIV. In the last few weeks, we have relearned the power of fear. And we have also been reminded that the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear in bondage, not to people, not to disease, not to an invisible virus. No, our lives are not ruled by fear. Fear is brought ongoing pain and apprehension in the lives of many. But those of us who know Him can stand fast in His word and say, we don't have to live in fear again, because we are the sons and daughters of the Most High. We don't have to act on fear. We don't have to practice fear. We don't have to talk fear. Give it no place. If you sense it rising up within your bosom, stop right then and take authority over it in Jesus' name and cast it out. We have authority over demons and the powers of darkness. We can stand in the name of Jesus. We do not have to fear the hand of the enemy. As children of God, we have the right to call him and he will answer. He will answer. He will answer us. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. We serve the Lord and honor our true citizenship wherever we find ourselves. We honor the Lord of our salvation and the quality of our walk and life, and we do not relinquish the privileges he has given us, no matter where we are found. We will call on him and he will answer. We are the children of God, and we know that even when we are suffering and in need, that the family is praying for us, even when we don't know about it. I remember encountering someone who I had not seen for many years. They became aware of a dangerous situation in the area where I resided. They went into prayer for my safety. I had no knowledge of the intercession until much later when we happened to come into contact. I instantly knew that she was not the only one, that others were praying for me also, that even at a time when I was not aware, the people of God were in prayer. It was true for me, and it's true for you. Think about it. Haven't you heard of situations, people in need, and you just instantly in your own heart went into prayer for them? Oh, the family is praying. The family is praying 24/7. Thank God. Thank God for his people. They are praying even when we don't know about it. The Lord will put us on the hearts of others. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us the privilege of being a heavenly citizen here and now in this world. Thank you for walking with us, keeping us, hearing us when we pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we magnify you, we praise you. For, Lord, you have turned an ear to us. And we are so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week. And join us again next time in his presence. Join us anytime at inhispresenceradio.com.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at inhispresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.